In the 9th century Anno Domini, the ancient temple which dominates the entire valley was turned into a church dedicated to Saint Urbano, a bishop martyred during the 2nd century Anno Domini, at the time of Marcus Aurelius. The current appearance of the building is the result of radical restoration carried out in 1634 under Pope Urban VIII, who, to enhance the stability of the church, had a brick wall built between the columns of the front portico. The original plan of the building, which at the moment cannot be made out as its base is buried, was that of a small temple built over a high podium entirely made of laterizio. The four front columns supporting the architrave are in Pentelic marble, coming from the quarries which Herodes Atticus possessed on Mount Penteli, near Athens. This temple is probably the same which Herodes Atticus dedicated to Ceres, the goddess of agriculture and grain crops, and to Anna Galeria Faustina, the wife of Emperor Antoninus Pius. Indeed, one of the inscriptions found in front of the Church of San Sebastian mentions this temple, which hosted the statue of Anna Regilla, the deceased wife of Herodes Atticus, whom he deified. The temple house's paintings, dating back to the 11th century, portraying scenes relating to Saint Urban, Saint Cecilia, and the New Testament. A virgin and child between Saint John and Saint Urban, found in the crypt below the altar, probably dates back to the 10th century or earlier. Take once again the road leading to the cistern. From this part, you can enjoy an extraordinary view of the Alban Hills, while to the right, you may see the merlons of the Castrum Caetani placed on top of the tomb of Cecilia Metella. To your left, you will see many young trees and a number of older holm oaks. You are in the Sacred Hood.